This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. 350,000 acres, 88,000 people. That's the number of acres burned in the Alberta wildfire and the number of residents in the town of Fort McMurray displaced by that fire. The walls of flames driven by powerful winds rage on, though cooler weather and light showers are helping firefighters in their suppression efforts at the beginning of the week. Joining me now is Dr. John Innes, Dean of the University of British Columbia's Faculty of Forest and Forest Renewal. Dr. Innes says the fire is beyond human capacity to extinguish it. It's just going to have to burn itself out.
What we're seeing are very dry conditions that are persistent across most of the province of Alberta and extending through Saskatchewan and Manitoba to Ontario. We're dealing with a tinderbox situation caused by very, very dry conditions and a lack of snowfall in the winter. It needs very heavy rain to stop it now.
And has this ever happened in the past?
We do get fires this sort of scale in the boreal forest. They've been recorded before, and they've been recorded in Canada, the USA, and in Russia. Alaska has had fires like this, but we've never had a fire that has been so destructive with human property.
And when you say there have been fires before, the historical record shows that these fires are part of the natural cycle of the replacement of vegetation and the restoration of the plains and the prairie. But with humans in the picture, it's a completely different story.
That's correct, because humans are very successful at reducing fires and putting them out. And as a result, we have a buildup of fuel across the landscape, and that's what's now burning.
Who is likely to be displaced here besides the people from Fort McMurray?
Well, we have surrounding communities, and we have a number of Aboriginal communities, and they are the ones that are going to be suffering.
And what does this mean for them returning to their homes? I mean, what does this mean about the safety of that land that's now been shaken? And anyone who's witnessed what's happened here can't possibly think the same way about the lands again.
Well, once the fire has occurred, there's unlikely to be another fire for some time because all the fuel has been burnt. And in Fort McMurray, they put a lot of effort into ensuring that some of the infrastructure does survive. And that's going to make it easier for the people who have houses to come back. The people who've lost houses, that's going to take a lot longer.
And the images from Fort McMurray are so disturbing. I mean, they've even warned residents that they really shouldn't pay attention to them until the recovery effort and the rebuilding effort begins.
Yes, they're absolutely terrifying. And I think one of the first steps the authorities will need to do is try and clear away as much of the debris as possible so that it looks a lot better. That's the policy that was adopted in Australia when there were some very severe fires in Victoria in 2009. One of the first things they did was clear away as much of the burnt debris as possible.
And what about supplies of water and other infrastructure as people begin to move back into this area? Are they degraded in any way?
Yes, it's very likely that much of the infrastructure is degraded. There will be problems with power. There's going to be problems with water. Natural gas and other fuels are going to be a major difficulty, and those will have to be redeveloped.
And can communities in similar circumstances protect themselves from something like this, looking at the Fort McMurray circumstance?
Yes, it is possible to reduce the risk. It's not possible to completely eliminate it, but there are programs that have been quite successful in reducing the fuel in the immediate vicinity of municipalities. And we've seen places like Lillooet in British Columbia, Alexis Creek in British Columbia, where they did treat the forest. And when a fire did occur, it was much less intense and they were able to control it and stop it entering the community.
John Innes is Dean of the University of British Columbia's Faculty of Forestry. Thank you so much, Professor.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.